Chapter 4. Knowing that Signor Alicio at the ministry would never forgive him if he lost his Autostrada receipt, Rick pulled it from his pocket and used it to mark the page in Beppo's book. While pondering the latest factoid he'd learned about the Etruscans, he signaled the waiter to bring Il Conto. The restaurant, one large rectangular room with a high ceiling, was starting to fill up as the normal lunch hour crowd arrived. Most of the diners were locals. This was not the time of year when tourists would be passing through Saline di Volterra. Only a few kilometers from Volterra itself, Saline is a small town named for salt mines still in operation a couple millennia after their discovery. He looked at the tiny bowl of salt on the table and wondered if it was the local stuff. The morning drive up the coast had given Rick more of an appetite than usual. As the commuters were entering the city in the opposite direction, he'd started up the Via Aurelia, the ancient road that climbs past the Vatican before winding down to the sea as it heads north. Fortunately for the suspension of his rental car, its surface had been repaved since construction in the 3rd century B.C. After enjoying the Mediterranean views, he passed Piombino and turned inland, along the Cecina River, lined with brown vineyards, up to Saline. Rick had ordered a pasta with wild boar sauce, a local specialty, and was not disappointed. The ribbons of pasta had gone directly from the rolling pin and cutting board to the boiling water, then tossed in the dark, meaty sauce. Perfection. When they'd discussed a second course, the waiter had mentioned that a fresh basket of porcini mushrooms had appeared that morning in the kitchen. Rick had not hesitated, and they arrived.